gorgeous Sunday in the East Bay, and we are here for the Minnesota Vikings at 6-2 to take on the Oakland Raiders.
Hey, let's do whatever we got to do to get a win today. There's some places that are just more fun than others to win. This is one of them.
Game time, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Minnesota Vikings football is in the air. Here comes Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings.
Very nice, patient, methodical drive by the Vikings offense here.
Bridgewater hesitates. Wide open. He's got his tight end, and he's in the end zone. Red Ellison with a Viking touchdown.
An 11-yard touchdown hit from Teddy Bridgewater to Red Ellison, and the Vikings have the ball one time, and they lead 6-0.
One way, and it's intercepted. A takeaway for Terrence Newman. He stepped right in front of the receiver and came up with the pick.
Griffin in on the sack.
And that was almost intercepted. Terrence Newman almost had his second pick of the game.
Terrence Newman absolutely ran this route for Amari Cooper, and he almost got.
Alawale out of the backfield to the left. Carr out of the shotgun, second and 10. He's back to pass. He's hit. He goes down, and he's buried by Linval Joseph. Finishing off what rookie Danielle Hunter started. And Derek Carr, supposedly unsackable, hadn't been sacked in nearly a month. He's been sacked two times today. Well done, Linval Joseph.
Well done by the entire defensive line. This Viking defense is one of the best tackling groups that we have seen in quite some time.
Carr fade back right of the end zone. Terrence Newman intercepted it. His second today. Terrence Newman took it away from the Oakland Raiders and silences those here in Oco Coliseum.
Well, the player of the game for us is Terrence Newman. When they needed a play at the end, he comes up big for the Minnesota Vikings defense.
And Andre Holmes, who is 6'4", couldn't leap high enough against the 5'10 Numa, who the savvy veteran came down with it.
And the Vikings lead 23-14, first place on their minds.
Adrian Peterson is loose!
See ya.
I don't think anybody will catch up to Adrian Peterson. It's a Viking touchdown of 80 yards!
An 80-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson, his longest of the season. And he runs the Minnesota Vikings into first place atop the NFC North.